The U.S. Olympic Training Center at Colorado Springs sits at the base of the famous Pikes Peak Mountain in Colorado. It was converted from a former Air Force base, closed in 1976. Mike English, the center's director, explains how the idea of an Olympic Training Center was born.
Really, the history of Olympic Training Centers in the world evolved from a lot of the communist countries, Russia and the East Germans, and with their presence and emerging talent that occurred throughout the 50s, 60s, and then certainly into the 70s, the Western countries got together and really wanted to understand what was going on with the sports powers that were emerging. And they realized that there was a need for more of a centralized training concept. And so the United States Olympic Committee and the Congress actually ask and put together a plan and strategy to develop the training center concept for the United States.
Colorado Springs Olympic Training Center is one of the three Olympic training centers in the U.S. and the most prominent.
Well, Colorado Springs is the flagship of the training centers. It is presently about 500 beds. It's the largest housing facilities we have. It has 27 buildings here in Colorado Springs. We have multi-purpose gyms.
The training center boasts two Olympic sports centers, each over 5,000 square meters in size. They can accommodate the training requirements for more than a dozen Olympic and Pan American sports. The aquatic center houses a 50-meter by 25-meter swimming pool with 30 lanes. Some of the best swimmers and water polo players in the U.S. are trained here. Kelly Kaufman is with media relations for the U.S. Olympic Committee.
This is where all of the athletes come, train, live, do everything, get their mail, computers provided.
These young athletes train up to 12 hours a day, 6 days a week. This intense training produces fierce appetites.
This is the entrance into the dining facility. As you can see, it's self-serve. It's all you can eat, which is good for the athletes who have to carb up and have to eat, you know.
The center's dining room is open 7 days a week, from 7 in the morning till 8:30 in the evening, to provide the fuel needed by the athletes. The housing, dining, and recreational needs for up to 550 coaches and athletes are an enormous expense. But the Olympic Center is not government-funded, says Doug Ingram, the Managing Director of Performance Services.
We do have the vast majority of our funding, in fact, almost 100% of it comes from corporate America as well as American citizens through private donations and things of that nature and through sponsorships.
The U.S. Olympic Training Center is one of the few in the world that does not receive government funding. Yet this has not hampered its ability to churn out some of the best athletes to represent the United States in the Olympic Games. For producer Roger Xu, Elaine Liu, VOA News.